Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you to Michael. Thank you to everyone at the Exchange for all your help and support. Thank you to Joan and Don and Jimmy. You know, when Jimmy says everybody is welcome through that door, he means it. And he was the first person I met when I came here, and I felt so welcome. Thank you. My first poem is about Georgia O'Keeffe. I was lucky enough to go to her museum, and there they have a lot of personal photos of her from her ranch. And it gives you a very different look at who she was as a person, and that's what this poem is about. It's called Georgia O'Keeffe Made Rubble Out of Me. Maybe it was holy, the edge of the petal, the way it curved, rippling outward as if it were a blessing, and the fragrance, it would crush me for its sweetness. With its softness, break my bones to dust. You know, she could shatter walls with just her gaze. Oh yes, she could be defiant, with her hat tipped to the sky like a dark moon. But did you see her in the garden? Did you see the black iris of her eye? Vulnerability was always her strength, and I felt something like oceans, waves forming, breaking, rising free. This is a very new poem. They are micro stories. It is called Tightrope Walkers, Fire-Eating Mothers. My friend Carmela at 72 left her husband, couldn't take the loneliness. Her son asks how she is doing. She has found peace, she says. And Joanne, she spent 30 days in a tent on a beach in Maine, but in the end decided to stay with hers. A few days after delivering her baby, Jacqueline, in relief, wept in the arms of her housekeeper. There had been complications with the birth. The two women woven together with the understanding of how fragile it all was. Nancy, 74, mother of five, with purple highlights on her silver hair, flew to California and drove 6 hours alone to Divine Energy on Mount Shasta. My sister, while sick, imbued a light like spring sky after hard rain. She did what she could to hold on, fought as hard as she could to stay for her children. At the loss, my mother's heart literally broke. She learned to go on, still sees the world as good, still marvels at the ruby throat of the hummingbird. Lauren's mom has survived cancer 3 times. Together 3 times they tattoo their wrists. 3 times it says, badass, badass, badass. This poem is about, we live out in the woods and sometimes you hear noises at night. This is called Wordless Mercy. Just beyond the boundaries, intangible, illusory, darkness dissolves. We wake to a feral animal, wounded, crying in the dark. The sound tears at the night, burns and echoes, touches hot ash of longing, whispers to all my sorrows. The weight of silence, so void of air, drowns the night. Wordless melody, invisible mercy, the night bird is first to sing. This is a fun poem for me. It was inspired by puttanesca. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's a sauce that is made with anchovies. And I kind of like marvel at how anchovies melt right into the sauce, forming like an alchemy. The sauce of the whores, yeah. Well, and they lured men with that aroma.
Yeah, I'm not advocating or saying, yeah, that's part of the reason.
Well, Okay, so that's part. So that's part of the inspiration of the poem. That sometimes these pungent, bittersweet flavors round out the sauce, and sometimes we love those bitter, pungent places in people too. So this is a mixture of anchovies and love. It's called Fill Me With Your Wanting. And it might embarrass my kids, I don't know. Mystery, fill me with your wanting, with words left unsaid. The salty darkness, the sharp lack, provoke my longing. To hold the dark shadow that hangs at your post, your muted sadness so turned inward how it darts from light. Give me your burning, sweet or pungent, and run with me, for there is no grace without bitterness. And this is my last poem. It's a two-part poem. It is called By the Dark Sky. One, the world stretches before us, as early mornings do, rising from the damp earth with quiet grace, unfolding so simply in beauty, each moment moving effortlessly into the next. How slowly the sky unravels the night, again and again reaching, surrendering the dark, becoming whole. What have we come here for? To find the last scattered embers still burning on the shore? How do we bless the broken with our eyes closed shut? Listen to the song below the song. Listen to it hum along. It is happening now. This life is happening now. Two. Some nights we travel through the woods to see the moon rest on the cool water. We comb the shore in search of hope in remnants of debris, flames scattered among the stones, incandescent like wings. And for this night, we are the blessed broken, sheltered by the dark sky. So enormous tonight is endless, as is the beauty of this world. Is this some dream, this serenade, wild and restless, as it sings to us all? Thank you.